Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And we will wrap it up today by meeting one of America's most unlikely Olympic athletes from right here in Manhattan. She is 18-year-old Sandy Fong, a member of the U.S. shooting sports team. She graduated this spring from the eggheady Hunter College High School and is heading for Princeton. Manhattan, you say? Hunter College High? Shooting sports team? Math team, maybe, but shooting sports? Sandy Fong joins us now. Hi, Sandy. Congratulations on going to the Olympics.
Hi. Thank you so much.
So this is not a sport that we'd expect a girl born and raised in Manhattan to get into. How'd you get into shooting sports?
My dad did it in high school, and he kind of picked it up 6 years ago and just brought my sisters and I along.
And your events are three-position rifle and air rifle, which most of my listeners have no idea what that means. What do they mean?
Three-position rifle is three positions, prone, which is lying down, standing, and kneeling, and it's shooting at a 50-meter distance target, and air rifle is 10 meters away.
10 meters away. And how'd it go in Beijing? Is your event concluded?
Yep, I just finished and just actually landed here in New York last night. It went pretty well, had a little bit of a rocky middle, but great experience, and I'll be ready for 2012.
You'll be ready for 2012, but no medals this year.
Not this year, but the team did amazingly. We ended up with six medals.
Uh-huh. What was the experience like?
It was a mix of just amazing moments and kind of almost surreal because you dream about it and you think about all the amazing times you'll have, and each one just takes you by surprise anyway.
Did you go to the opening ceremonies?
I did. Nothing prepares you for walking into a screaming stadium full of people and getting to see all the Americans there waving the flags and cheering for us.
You were the youngest shooter at the Olympics. Most shooters don't peak until their 20s or 30s, I understand. So why do you think you've gotten this good at age 18?
Well, I guess I'm very lucky that I have the support of my family, and I get to train with world-class athletes every day with my two sisters who also compete.
On the men's side, a shooter from North Korea got disqualified for using a banned substance, allowing American Jason Turner to take the bronze. I'm sure you know about that. Are there really performance-enhancing drugs that can help you shoot a gun?
Well, yes. There are drugs such as like beta blockers that help with lowering heart rate or stopping shaking. But, I mean, we're a competitive sport, and that's why we have international testing bodies.
So you're starting at Princeton in the fall, and I read that you're planning on studying theater and the history of jazz. You're a jazz singer, and you're going to be pre-med, right?
Yeah, I'm planning on being pre-med.
Talk about aiming high. And so what do you say when you go to a place like Hunter High School or Princeton and you tell people, well, you know, I'm into guns?
I usually just tell them that, you know, it's just like any other sport. You just got to have an open mind.
But you're for gun control, I read.
I'm pro, you know, that criminals can't get guns. You know, you want that kind of, you don't want people who aren't going to use them legally obtaining them, but people who are going to use them for sport especially should be able to, you know, get the necessary tools.
All right. 18-year-old Sandy Fong, a member of the U.S. shooting sports Olympic team just back from China. Congratulations and good luck at Princeton.
Thank you so much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.